The next speaker is Veronica Acosta Martinez, and the title of her talk is Enzyme Activities as Indicators of Metabolic Functioning of Soil Microbial Communities Under Management Alternatives to Continuous Cotton in a Semi-Arid Region.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Good afternoon. And thank you for this invitation to talk today about the soil enzyme activities as indicators of metabolic functioning of soil microbial communities under management alternative to continuous cotton. The region that I have been working on is the High Plains region of Texas, where generally over 20% of the United States cotton is produced. Since 1940, cotton has been produced in that region under monoculture practices. As you can see here, winter fallow periods are done when soil is very unprotected most of the time. And then here I'm just wanting to show a very extreme example of dryland cotton production. And you can see here how low biomass is generally produced and how unprotected also the soil is in between rows, and with a chemical defoliation that is done, not much biomass is really returned to the soil, mostly also then combined with intensive tillage operations. So in looking for alternative management for this region and evaluating the impact that it can have on the soil quality, soil enzyme activities has been suggested as sensitive indicators of the changes in the soil quality as affected by management. Several enzyme activities together can provide a better picture of the soil metabolic capacity. They can anticipate changes before they can be detected with other soil properties. And the good thing about it also, about the use of soil enzyme assays, is that they are very simple, cost-effective procedures. To give you an idea here, an overview of the levels of this enzyme, beta-glucosidase activity, in both in the last step of cellulose degradation, in terms of milligrams of p-netrophenol produced per kilogram of soil per hour, in this very sandy soil, typical of this region that has 85% of sand, you can see also the low total carbon content of these soils, and under continuous cotton, either dryland or irrigated, and conventional tillage, the levels of this enzyme are generally very low. This is another soil with just a little bit of more clay, and the same total carbon content and similar levels of this enzyme activity. This is a soil that has similar levels of total carbon and just a little bit of more clay, less sand, so increasing here the levels of clay content in the soil. It's a little bit higher. And this soil here has then doubled the total carbon content compared to this one. So you see double the levels of this enzyme activity. And this is a soil with 38% of clay that is also found in this region. And you can see that it's then four times the levels of this enzyme activity compared to this soil. And this is an enzyme that generally have been used as an indicator of plant residues degradation. This project, you can find it at the internet, as the Texas Alliance for Water Conservation, is a very unique opportunity to have participation of 26 farms, more than 1,600 hectares available in four counties in the Southern High Plain regions, an initiative that is managed by Dr. Vivian Allen from Texas Tech University, in which we can have a diverse availability of many different type of alternative management for this region. And it's a very coordinated effort in which we know how things are done, everything is tracked, every year things are all the data on different type of research and the way things are done is then available. And the soil that mainly is in this study is a Pullman soil with 38% of clay, and it's within the range of an alkaline soil. What I did is that I found sites that will represent the Conservation Reserve Program, which is the largest environmental program administered by the USDA, in which highly erodible land is out of production and we're trying always to protect the soil, but there is not much information available on how the soil quality has been impacted with this program. And almost 4 million acres, as you can see here, is where there is more concentration of the CRP program in Texas. Nationally, more than 39 million acres are under this program, but this year, many of this land is going to be out of this program. And as I said, not much information is available that we could provide to the farmers on what to do with this land. These sites are generally non-irrigated and under a mixture of grasses for at least 10 years. I also found in sites under pasture that are providing another option for the region for integration of livestock and cotton crop production systems, in which cotton is under rotations so that we can have them and provide for the livestock. This is, and in this case, a monoculture for typical grass for this region, only for at least 3 years. It was then established at the time of this study, and it was then irrigated, it has been under center pivot. I also found then sites that will represent more conservative management of corn and winter wheat rotations with cotton, also for about 3 years at the time of the study and irrigated under center pivot. What I am trying to do then is we try to always then find 3 sites per system. We took 3 soil sampling locations per site so that we could have a better then evaluation of these systems. And we took always also the samples at very small increment depths, 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20 centimeters. This study was conducted in February 2006, and we're going to go again next year to confirm these trends. And all this alternative management has been compared to continuous cotton. What I'm going to try to do today is to explain the changes that has been detected on the microbial community structure, provide some insight on the diversity, and as it's known that microbial communities are the main source of enzymes in soils and affect soil processes, soil functioning, but not much sometimes is put together, and we don't know so much for this region, this type of information. So when we look at the total carbon content of these systems, CRP has been long enough to increase significantly the total carbon content at 0 to 5 centimeter compared to continuous cotton and the other systems. The same at 5 to 10 centimeters was observed, but these systems that have not differentiated in the total carbon content at 10 to 20 centimeter depths. So if we only use then total carbon, we don't have so much yet information early in the changes on management, on what is happening in the soil. I wanted to explain here that this is then an overview of 4 different enzymes. Here is then going to be the CRP at 0 to 5, 5 to 10, and 10 to 20 centimeter depth, pasture, the rotation, and continuous cotton. So with this study, we found the higher levels of enzyme activities for the CRP sites. This is then the enzyme involved in cellulose, last step of cellulose degradation. An enzyme involved in chitin degradation was also higher under CRP. An enzyme involved in phosphorocycline that has been explained previously, and aryl sulfatase, were also higher in the CRP compared to continuous cotton. What I wanted to mention that has been of ecological significance to find here is that then when we have changed our soil from continuous cotton to the pasture for only 3 years, then the levels of the enzyme activities were similar in the pasture compared to the CRP already. And I also wanted to show that then that rotation after 3 years of having diversity of crops in the management showed also higher enzyme activities than continuous cotton, but these enzyme activities were still then lower compared to CRP and the pasture systems. And all the enzyme activities were then increased, even at the 10 to 20 centimeter depth, except for beta-glucosidase activity. And I wanted to show that sometimes I like to look at more enzymes together to possibly have more insight into the carbon cycling in this case, as we have here, beta-glucosaminidase activity here. Here we have alpha-galactosidase, and here we have beta-glucosidase activity. So at 0 to 5 centimeter, we had the NCRP and the pasture sites clustering together, having higher of these enzyme activities, then the rotation, and then continuous cotton here with the lowest of these three enzyme activities together. Then at 5 to 10 centimeters, then we can see the alternative systems here clustering together compared to continuous cotton. And at 10 to 20 centimeters, the differentiation was only significant for the CRP and the rotation, not for the pasture, compared to continuous cotton. And remember here, we have then the same scales for these three depths. This is just to show then that the microbial community structure, looking at a PCA with different fatty acids, indicators of fungi and bacterial populations, show it then a shift, a differentiation of the CRP sites with higher fungal and bacterial ratios compared to the pasture. And then the rotation in continuous cotton cluster here together, having higher bacterial populations compared to the other grasslands. So also I wanted to show that among different fungal FAME indicators, then this recently suggested indicator for mycorrhiza populations then was higher on these alternative systems at all depths than continuous cotton, but also then in the rotation. Another thing I wanted to do here is, since the rotation showed higher enzyme activities compared to the continuous cotton typical practice, another difference that was found on this rotation than continuous cotton was then higher total bacterial, sum of total bacterial FAME indicators at 0 to 5, 5 to 10, and 10 to 20 centimeters. There was also higher protozoan, one of the FAME indicators for protozoan populations, on the rotation compared to continuous cotton at 0 to 5 and 5 to 10 centimeters. In summary, the conservation reserve program and the pasture showed the highest levels of enzyme activities than continuous cotton. We found higher microbial biomass levels that I'm not reporting, showing here today, higher fungal and bacterial ratios according to fatty acid analysis. And also, with pyrosequencing work that I have been doing, we also found higher bacterial diversity indexes on these systems compared to the typical practice of the region, continuous cotton. The rotation showed then higher enzyme activities also, but lower than these grasslands. And we found higher microbial biomass, higher of that FAME indicative of mycorrhiza populations, and higher bacterial FAME indicators, and also higher bacterial diversity indexes than continuous cotton, and higher protozoan populations. In conclusion, over this study, it may have been shown for other regions, but not much information was available for this region of the High Plains in Texas of the low biomass incorporated with the cotton-based cropping systems and the need for looking for alternative management. So this study documents the success of the CRP program and may provide, with the other management that have been evaluated, alternative for farmers for looking for some changes that may do some more conservative management selection, rather than the typical practice that involved tillage. And also, we found a fast response of the soil microorganisms and the enzyme activities, and the demonstrating that they can be used as sensitive indicators of the early trends that we may see of soil changes with management. And I wanted to acknowledge and appreciate very much the collaborations from my colleagues over these years. The farmers participating in this program, my technician and Texas Tech students, and thank you, and I'm open for questions. Thank you.
We have time for one question.
Activity with that, you think organic matter component?
We have information on how the sites have been managed in terms of all these aspects. That is something that, of course, then we need to also consider on, as discussed before, on soil fumigation and other type of chemicals when they are applied to soil, how they can impact enzyme activities. And it's something that, of course, then I am gathering better when the time for publishing and comparing these. This soil is very high clay soil that, of course, then will also maybe sorb pesticides, but we didn't study in particular those that component. Is that answering to your question? Thank you.
All right, thanks.